Katina, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us here on the Daily Program. Now, the laws surrounding CCTV footage, they vary between states in Australia, but what are some of the key issues? When we look at these laws, what are some of the key issues that you yourself have been looking at?
Well, the biggest thing is whether the camera is overt or covert, and the stakeholders being viewed or observed actually know whether someone is recording or not. And very important is whether the footage is being taken and recorded in a public space or it's on private property or in a workplace.
Why might the cameras being overt or covert be a concern?
So when cameras are overt, people can usually see them, they see signage, and they know that they're under surveillance. And surveillance is a form of a control mechanism when you look at it in its dominant value. If a camera is covert, usually you can't see it, you don't know you're being recorded, and in Australia at least, you require a warrant and judicial oversight, permission from the courts, for example, to actually go and covertly record someone. And what really does matter in some states versus others is whether that recording is an audio recording or a visual recording.
Now, there seems to be something of a battle between the privacy of a citizen and, I guess, the protection of society at large, protection of the state. Is it ethically okay, do you think, to publicly broadcast CCTV footage of human misconduct and mistreatment, as we've seen in the recent Four Corners report? Is that morally okay?
I think the footage that was shown on Four Corners, everyone would agree, is very disturbing. All citizens of Australia, I think, are concerned about what is occurring in that particular centre. I think it was ethical, certainly, for the recording to take place, and it was a form of whistleblowing, really, when you think about it in its guts. So if we were to look at the Don Dale situation and talk about workplace surveillance laws, did the staff, did the individuals in the detention actually know they were being recorded in this instance? Luckily, they didn't. However, they would know that their workplace had general surveillance, perhaps of internet systems, of other things that are being done. But even in that, if that was in New South Wales, for example, workplace surveillance laws would require a magistrate court to actually give authorization for that. So was it legal? Likely not. Was it ethical? Yes, it was. And so when we look at things, and these are the dilemmas, I'll give you three examples. One is a whistleblowing example, like the Don Dale situation. The other is of an animal rights activist group going in and showing cruelty. And another could be where journalists go into a company's environmental externality and say, well, look, that company should be penalised because we've just gotten footage that they're, you know, ploughing pollution into our waterways and instead of taking care of the chemicals in the right way. So these are three ethical, moral, correct observations being potentially recorded, but possibly quite illegal at the same time. But proportionality is important, Sean. And so we need to take that into mindful conception. Is it proportional? And in this case, I think the Don Dale example, it was rather proportional, yes. Well, there was a heinous crime going on, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. But looking at that particular situation, we've heard warnings at the moment of corrections officers in the Northern Territory being warned, don't go out in town, don't go down to the pub while still wearing your uniform because of potential threats that could be made against you. Now, I'm not going to argue the ethics behind that sort of the sort of back and forth that could be involved there, but in terms of being captured on CCTV footage for both the workers who were doing the wrong things and the young men that were the victims in this situation, what kind of protections are actually in place in terms of their identity when captured on CCTV?
That's an interesting question, and we saw that demonstrated throughout a lot of different cases in Australia. I mean, we had the APEC meeting here in 2007, and there were special law enforcement power and responsibilities in the Act that were enforced during that special time period in that particular location. You know, you can't take footage of a law enforcement officer. In some cases, law enforcement officers have done the wrong thing and changed around their badge that they wear. There's a unique identity code actually for them. So each officer carries one of these badges. They wear them onto their uniform. They're sewn into the uniform. And what some of them actually did was to turn the badge around so they wouldn't be identified on camera. But increasingly what we're seeing is that citizens are feeling empowered by the proliferation of cameras and smartphones, other types of recording devices like GoPros, their vehicle recording devices, and they're actually turning the camera back on law enforcement. So this is, and it's not illegal. It's not illegal so long as you're not interrupting an arrest or you're not interrupting a process of due law or enforcement of law. And so you can record law enforcement. You can record people who are out in a public setting. And even though some officers have warned vehemently, you know, stop recording me, I'm going to take your device. I want the content on your device deleted. And we see this repeatedly on so many different YouTube clips here in Australia and worldwide. But we are living in a society at the moment that has a proliferation of these devices that are being used by everyone, every stakeholder, even police themselves turn the camera that they're holding, you know, smartphones. We've seen this repeatedly. And so I think there needs to be a rehaul of regulation, in particular in Australia. We've got patches of regulation at the state level, patches at the federal level. We've got common law. We've got the Commonwealth law. We've got all these different laws that are not congruent. And depending on which state you are and what context you're in, there's a right to record or there isn't.
Well, Katina, do appreciate your insight into this one this morning. Obviously, it is it's one particular report that's really shone a light on this one, but something that needs an umbrella sort of look, a real overhaul there. Do appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for your time too, Sean.